possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we do it with you, the 6 a.m. Club. Good morning, Metroplex. Our best audience of the entire show. Entire morning squad here. Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
On Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. Cowboys are off for the next few days, and the first opportunity for Micah Parsons to get back on the practice field to get ready for the Eagles is Friday. Brian Schottenheimer was asked, did you talk to Micah about the Friday table incident against the Falcons?
Yeah, Mike and I had a long conversation. Probably talked for an hour about a lot of different things and addressed a number of different issues and things like that, and at this point I'm going to keep that between he and I, but we had a very, very good conversation.
All right, so you can only imagine the number of topics that was covered. I would guess it would be, hey, do you plan on playing against the Eagles, and when do you think you might need to get on the practice field to do it?
Yeah, well, I think, again, that's always the story, you know, like, you know, it's different for everybody. The fact he's been here gives him a little bit of a leg up on the fact that he knows the defense, and that could be a completely different story if he wasn't here. But at the end of the day, I think once we want him out there as soon as possible, and you know, when he's feeling up to it and all those things is a big factor into it. But every day that he can get out there and get reps would be great. But I do think very strongly that him being around has helped. Him doing some of the walkthroughs and things like that does help. There's communication. There's signals that come from the sideline. There's communication from player to player that he's getting all those things. But the best way to get good at football is to play football. And so I would say as soon as possible would be the desired effect.
Man, Shotty's doing a nice job. Nice job at the podium covering up. Well, he's got the signals down. And he has been out there for all the walkthrough stuff. He knows what's going on in the classroom. So he's doing as good a job as he can in a tough situation without his best player.
Yeah, what that says to me, when you try to read between the lines, he's talking about, well, he's been here, so it's a little bit of a different court. Means he's greasing the tracks for he may not practice this week. Is that he still wants him out there, and he still expects him to potentially be out there, but that sounds to me, at least, like Brian Schottenheimer is not certain he will practice this week.
And that's the next fascinating part of this saga, Choppy. We'll get to the trade rumor that's getting louder and louder yesterday here in a second. But the next part of this saga is going to be the standoff over whether Micah decides to go out there and practice. If he goes out there on the practice field, then we feel good about him playing against Philadelphia. If he doesn't, does he even have to step foot on the practice field for him to get 15 snaps and go run after the quarterback?
You could play him on third down, or you could play him on passing downs, first and third.
With not a day of practice.
Sure. I mean, it's not like...
It's take not, us inside Micah's body like you did Lamb.
It's not... see, that's the thing. You know, Micah's just better. You know, Micah's just, and Mike also plays a position where you don't need that. You don't need the timing with the quarterback. That would help to have, you know, to be kind of out there... doing the actual reps of what you're going to be doing
but
on defense
with
the new system.
Out, is he working out every day right now?
Is yeah, my assumption is professional athletes this time of year are geared up for the
yeah, professional athletes this time of year are gearing up. Are professional athletes with a quote-unquote bad back in the middle of a $200 million saga and fight? He's not doing it there at the facility, right?
No, I wouldn't imagine he's doing a lot of training and stuff like that.
Yeah, when's the last time Micah has lifted in Frisco at the Star or he's done more than walk out there? He might go off to his own side field or his own training session. When's the last time the Dallas Cowboys have seen him work out?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because, I mean, the thing is that, like, he's...
Because going from that, let's just say he's...
Let's just say he's been on the couch and he hasn't lifted or done a single workout.
Yeah.
Then he's way behind.
Then you'd be worried about 15, 20 reps.
15 and 20, I wouldn't be worried about that. I'd be worried about...
You wouldn't be worried about injury at all?
Yeah, injury. Okay, you talk about like his performance or like his
performance,
risk of
injury, both of those.
Injury, absolutely. Yeah, if you're just going to go out there, go cold, and you've been sitting on the couch for 4 weeks, and you're going to go out there, then I would not even risk it. But
that's what I'm bringing
up. If he's
up.
Been, you know, like, if you're just worried about like his performance, I don't think his performance necessarily is going to, in 15 to 20 snaps.
No, I'm not
really
talking about performance. I'm talking about injury.
Yeah, and for sure. You don't want to go cold. I mean, that's how you get soft tissue injuries.
But I would assume.
My assumption is he's been working out every single day like a normal athlete. Would this time of year. Now, not on the field stuff, but at least, you know, getting his fitness level going.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume he's done bad back, quote unquote. Like, let's say, even with the bad back, I'm sure he's done everything that with the bad back he's able to do. And so, whatever that would be, it's there. Look, it's pretty clean, the MRI, as they say. And so, I think that he's.
Well, Shoddy said he considered Micah healthy enough to practice. I got that from a beat reporter's tweet yesterday. That's pretty loud.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, they're kind of at that point where they're at some point going to have to start saying, you're clear, and we think you're clear, and we need you to be out here if you're going to be on the roster.
And Schottenheimer was asked, okay, if he does show up to practice on Friday, what's the ramp-up program 1 week out?
You know, at the end of the day, as soon as he can get out there, that's great. But again, there'll be a ramp up plan for him. And, you know, when he lines up out there to play, you know, do I think he would play 75 plays in every play? Probably not. You know, I don't think that that's real. But I do think that he can be very disruptive, like we all know.
877-881-1053, Franklin Franco injury attorney text line.
I bet he plays 15 snaps. Opening night. I bet that's what happened. And that's not anything I've heard. Just knowing the way they approach these things and where he's at and what he's done with the team, I would bet he's out there playing week one, but he's out there playing 15 snaps.
And when does he practice with them?
I don't know that he does.
Right. And that would be 15 snaps would about be just third downs.
Probably. Really obvious passing situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the rumor that is starting to heat up. This is, again, I got to read the guy's actual name. He's gotten some things right in the past. He's one of these Twitter reporters who throws a lot of things against the wall, but some of them do stick.
Oh, is this Incarcerated Bob?
This is Ricky Scoops.
Ricky Smokes.
I think it's Ricky Scoops. So he was the one weeks ago who brought up the Green Bay Packers being interested in the Cowboys.
In
Micah Parsons and working out a deal with the Cowboys. And then yesterday he came back out and said there is a trade on the table. Money's agreed to. Green Bay willing to pay him $45 million a year. And now it is up to Micah or whoever is at the end of this to have the final sign-off. But a Packers trade offer worked out and is on the table and done for Micah $45 million. Bobby Belt, over to you.
The Packers would make a lot of sense if he was going to get traded. I don't know.
Why would it make a lot of sense?
Because of just where they're at as a contender, how they're kind of on the edge as a team that's like, hey, we're a contender, but are we totally at the top of the NFC right now?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The fact that they could stand some stronger pass rush, the fact that the agent, David Mulugeta, does have a good relationship with Green Bay, has negotiated deals there before. Jordan Love is his client. There's all these different things there that go into it that would make sense to me in terms of as a match. I don't know. Dallas would have to be comfortable with trading away somebody, a big-time player to a contender, though, within the conference.
Right. If you're thinking that you're even in the same discussion ballpark with Green Bay, mm-hmm. are we all comfortable enough, if you get a nice package in return, that maybe you have vaulted Green Bay past you by giving them Micah Parsons?
Well, you might have, but like that's where you have to come in with like, where are we realistically as an organization? And Jerry would never do that. I mean, it's okay.
I can make an argument that they're there with Green Bay.
Right now? Yeah, I can make that argument. But yeah, it's okay to vault somebody past you in the short term if it means for the long-term gain. Now, the problem is it's a risk. You know, what if you get three first-round picks?
What if you're San Francisco and you picked up the phone and said, do you guys want Charles Haley? Like, that is the thing that you have to worry about, is yep. the idea of what exactly are you giving them.
And it's also long-term because he's 26. So yep. we're talking yep. about at least 4 years mm-hmm. of havoc in the conference. Not the division, but in the conference.
But also, I mean, if they genuinely feel like, how much do you step up in big games? And they genuinely feel like, how much do you... They may feel like they're not giving Green Bay anything in a crucial moment that would determine a game. Even if he's a good player, they may feel like you're not going to be the determining factor. That's one of the reasons we're not paying you.
Based on what I heard yesterday, and Bobby can vouch for this, I sent Bobby something similar to this before this guy came out with this tweet.
Yep.
And because I was told something similar, I think at the very least it is worth looking at trade packages. I think we need to sit here and look at Green Bay draft picks, what they have, how many first rounders over the next two seasons, what win now players do they also have in the roster that we could get in return, so you're not throwing away a Dak Prescott $60 million, CeeDee Lamb $30 million deal year, on the deals that they're on. Bleacher Report came up with a scenario. You send Micah to Green Bay for defensive end Rashawn Gary, a first and third in next year's draft, and a second and a fourth in 2027. Now, who is Rashawn Gary? He's coming off his first Pro Bowl, 39 sacks in 6 years. He did go to Michigan, as Bleacher Report pointed out right there, but that would be... a package to play around with. Rashawn Gary, a first, going to be probably back half of the first round, a third, which you may think of more as a fourth, and then a second and a fourth in 2027. How would we feel about something like that?
Rashawn Gary is a really good player. He's somebody that I would be all for having here in Dallas just in a vacuum. Rashawn Gary is a... close to $25 million a year player.
Yeah.
And Rashawn Gary, that's what I was trying to see right now here. I think his contract is coming up here in like 2 years. So you're talking about you'd have to pay him again. And so that's the problem, is that when you look at the way this is structured, the deal that he has currently when he would be coming up for another deal, what you would have to pay him. It kind of cancels out the point of like the idea of, well, we get capital and we get savings. Like, right. He's not going to make Micah money, but he'll be close enough that you're not going to feel like you are just free of a large financial burden.
If I'm going to do that, if I'm going to move on from him, it's for picks only. Now that look, they have, it looks like they have all their firsts over the next 3 years. It looks like they have every pick over the next 3 years in Green Bay. So, you know, give me 2-3 ones. You know, it's not a 1-3 and call it a day. It's not that. It's a minimum 2 ones.
I could do picks and somebody in this, like a second year player or something like that. I can do that. Like, give me a young, cheap player for the next 2-3 years. But yeah, and I don't. Gary, as good as he is, he would be a difference maker here. He would continue to contribute to winning football games. It's just, if you want to talk about what financial freedom you're going to potentially have, you don't have a lot with him.
All right, there it is. Green Bay is getting excited about this. Beat reporters, not just fans, Packer fans, beat reporters starting to hype this up a little bit more. Micah Packer talk taking over Cowboy World last night. But what did take over the world, the engagement has finally happened. And how your TV provider may be screwing you out of Texas, Ohio State on Saturday. What you need to know about that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.